Welcome to Shomar Shalom, the Daf Shir sponsored by Nishma Asar B'Yakov Shalom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Beitz Daf Tes. The Gemara Amud Beis brings a story that Bnei Reb Chiya, the children of Reb Chiya, Nofuk LeKaryosa, they went out to the villages. Rashi says LeKforim Leroy Saduseim, they went out to check out their fields, and the Gemara said that their father asked Klum Ma'ase Ba'aliyetchem, is any story that happened to you? Amru Loi, they told him. Sulam Baladeinu, the ladder of the nest came to us, and they told him the halacha. They said, and Reb Chiya, their father, told him you made a mistake. You have to change it back. A very similar story is in the Gemara Nidav Chavdalit. Also, the Reb Chiya went to Kiyasa, and he asked if anything happened. They told the story of Ponim Tuchos regarding Leido. They did a tumo, and Reb Chiya told him you made a mistake. A third case like this happens in the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. There it says the Bnei Reb Chiya went out to the Kiryasa, but their father was already nifter, and they forgot their learning, and they were bitzar to try to remember it. And one asked each other, "Does our father know how much we are in pain?" So Rav Eliashiv over here in the Biurim on Maseches Beitza explains that what was the idea? What's the message over here? The Gemara is telling us all these stories that the son of Reb Chiya. Children of Chiya were G'day Lo'ilam, and he brings many, many riyas, how we know from different Gemaras how great they were. But still, when they went out to Kiryasa, they made mistakes in learning. Two cases, the Gemara over here, the Gemara in Nida, where they did the wrong halacha, and the Gemara in Brachas, where the father was now there to retrieve it, they forgot their learning. So that means when a person goes out, even though he's a G'day Lo'ilam, but he needs to be busy with his business, then it's something which automatically takes a little bit away from the focus on learning. And he concludes by bringing the Pasuk in Parshas Nitzavim that it says, Lo b'shamayimi, and the Lo b'shamayimi, and the Gemara brings in Eruvin, what does it mean? What is Lo b'shamayimi, Lo b'shamayim? Lo timotze b'sachoni v'lo b'takorim. People that are traveling a lot, they're going away for their learning, you can't find Torah so well into these people. So when Bnei Reb Chiya have to go out, they have to travel for their business, that takes even from them the learning, kol shekin for a regular person, if you need to travel for work a lot, takes away from the focus on learning. It's interesting to point out that the Rajbo and Shuvo seems to say something different. Because the Rajbo speaks about the Gemara in Sukkah, Perakama, that says that when the Torah was about to be forgotten from Amisol, until Reb Chiya and his children came back and retrieved it. So the Rajah's Bada, how could it be the Torah will be forgotten? So the Rajah says, not the Torah was completely forgotten, but a lot of people were moving out to faraway villages, faraway suburbs, and they didn't have Torah. So Reb Chiya and his children traveled to faraway places to teach Torah. He brings the Gemara Mitzia, that Reb Chiya said, how he created a school system to teach all the children Torah. And he says, the children of Chiya, Nofuk LeKiryasa, that's our Gemara, that says they traveled to these cities. And why do they do the travel to these cities? The Rajah learns to teach Torah to Am Yisrael. That's why they went there. So it seems over there, the Rajah was saying they didn't go out to work, as Rashi says over here, but they went out to teach Torah. So Lechur, that doesn't really fit with what Rav Eliashiv is explaining, that they forgot the Torah because of the trip. On the other hand, Rav Eliashiv brings the Chur Raya's that they did forget the Torah. Both in our Gemara and the Gemara in Nida, it seems that they made a mistake in Halacha. And the Gemara in Brachas Mashma, that they forgot their learning. So maybe both are true. Reb Chiya, the children of Reb Chiya went out, and according to the Rajah, they went out to teach Torah. But still, when someone is traveling, going out, and he's not in his place, that in itself takes away from the memory and the focus on the Torah. And this is a Musa Haskal, where Rav Eliashiv says, for each one of us, the more a person is traveling, the more a person is not sitting in his bench to learn, and is busy and is preoccupied with going away, even though he has the best reasons to do it, even to teach Torah to Am Yisrael, but takes away from his knowledge and his memory of Torah. Anyone want to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.